Madam Chair, let me first of all convey our sincere appreciation to all the member states for their constructive engagement in the UPR review of Nepal. In the opening statement earlier today, the Honorable Foreign Minister provided a comprehensive overview of Nepal's human rights perspective, and my colleagues, Secretary of Home Affairs and Secretary at the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, have also responded to many of these issues. Government of Nepal has taken note of observations, comments, queries and suggestions from member states. Certainly, we will be formulating an action plan for the implementation of recommendation for the third cycle of UPR, and we will take into account all the suggestions made by the member states. As part of my delivery, let me quickly respond to some of the queries raised by member states. First of all, I would like to emphasize once again that Nepal is a democracy with an advanced constitution in place, which is built on the notion of equality, non-discrimination, and inclusion. An impressive list of human rights greatly enriches the substance of our constitution and widens its scope. Nepal is a multicultural, multilingual, and multi-religious country. Unity in diversity is our identity and strength. All communities receive equal protection from the state. There is no discrimination. Discrimination on any ground is strictly prohibited by law. This means I would like to emphasize that caste-based discrimination is strictly prohibited by law, and government will not tolerate any action contrary to this. Government stands committed to conclude the transitional justice mechanism, which is an important part of Nepal's uniquely successful peace process. As Honorable Foreign Minister rightly highlighted this morning, we will continue our efforts on the basis of the Supreme Court's verdict, the victims' concern, Nepal's international commitment, ground reality. And I would like to make it crystal clear that there will be no blanket amnesty for serious violations of human rights. The government has no intention at all to curb the impartial and autonomous functioning of National Human Rights Commission. We are rather committed to empowering it and supporting, to the best of our ability, provided the resource support to make it a truly impartial and objective National Human Rights Commission, fully capable of discharging its mandate in line with its principles. Also, we would like to make it clear that there is no intention to curb the freedom of expression. No law can be enacted in Nepal going against the spirit of the Constitution. So Nepal fully respects the freedom of opinion, the freedom of expression, and freedom of assembly, peaceful assembly. We must bear in mind that while exercising one's right, we should be equally respectful to the rights and the obligation of others. So based on this principle, the government would make all efforts to ensure that the freedom of press, freedom of expression is enjoyed by everyone in Nepal. We also express our strong commitment to ensure food security. Our policy is that no one should remain hungry, and no one should die of hunger. That's been the policy of the government, and all our efforts are directed towards ensuring food security and reducing poverty. We would also like to make it clear that everybody in Nepal would enjoy freedom of religion. There is only one concern that we confront, is that forceful conversion is prohibited by our law. Every state has the supreme duty to maintain law and order in the country. It is the basic duty of the state to ensure that peace and security prevail and an environment conducive to development exists. So in that context, the security forces exercise minimum force while dealing with law and order related situations. There have been suggestions that Nepal should ratify some of the important international conventions. The member states are aware that Nepal has already ratified and become a member of a large number of UN human rights instruments. We will study, based on our capacity and priority, some of the suggestions made in this reference. For example, acceding to the convention on the promotion of all migrant workers, protection of all migrant workers and members of their families, optional protocol to the convention against torture, and the convention on the enforced disappearance, as well as the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. Even if we are not party to some of these instruments, our domestic law, for example, the criminal code, penal code, already contains some of the provisions that are enforceable in the domestic context. The Constitution guarantees that no citizen of Nepal shall be deprived of right to citizenship. Federal law will be enacted on the basis of this principle. In fact, a bill was submitted in the dissolved parliament to further elaborate on the constitutional provision. There have been some concerns expressed also in respect of refugees. We would like to re-emphasize that the Nepalese extradition law fully ensures the principle of no refoulement. It has been an excellent humanitarian tradition of Nepal to respect the rights of refugees. Refugees are treated well in Nepal, and we will continue to display the supreme humanitarian tradition. I think I've tried my best to respond to some of the queries. The closing statement by the Right Honourable Foreign Minister would definitely provide some further insight in the process. Thank you very much.
Thank you.